Hi, good evening. I'm Debbie McCullough, an executive communications and narrative coach from New Zealand, based here in the fine state of Wisconsin. In this short podcast, I'm addressing an issue that many of my clients come to me with. This feeling that when they're conducting meetings, either with individuals or with big teams, their audience doesn't feel listened to. So in this short podcast, I'm offering 5 tips on how to become a better, more effective, and more active listener. Tip number 1, ground yourself. Sounds pretty silly, right? But actually, when we ground ourselves before going into any meeting, whether it's with an individual, a client, a high-stakes meeting, whoever it is we're meeting with, when we ground, we can help ourselves get out of our minds and into our bodies. So how do you ground yourself? So many different ways exist. I know clients and coaches who sing before they meet with an individual or a team. I know coaches who listen to music and dance. I know coaches who do yoga. I know CEOs who play a guitar before they meet with their team. Whatever it is that grounds you, do it. But budget that time. I personally like to do PQ reps. It's a technique I've learned and used from Positive Intelligence, a program with which I'm certifying, and it's based on this premise of mental fitness. So I use a PQ rep of touch. I rub 2 fingers together intentionally, paying extreme attention to how my skin feels. And notice even the ridges in the skin. I pay attention to the temperature, the sensation, and if my mind wanders briefly, which it will, I gently ask it to come back. I do this for about 2 minutes, up to 5, even 10 minutes before any meeting. And with that, I'm out of my mind, into my body, and I listen a lot better. So step 1, ground yourself. Step number 2, try not to interrupt. When we interrupt, we're interjecting, we're stopping the flow, we're stopping the speaker midstream, but we're also getting out of our bodies and again into our own minds. So if you really want to listen well, try not to interrupt. It's really hard, right? Because you want to share your ideas, and what the person just said triggered something in you. You're not arrogant and not wanting to pump yourself up, but this idea feels really important and you want to share it to offer depth. You can. You can do that for sure, but you won't be listening as well. Different ways you can share that idea might include lopping it back, making a question out of it, and lopping it back to the speaker. But try not to interrupt. Step number 3, ask questions. When the speaker shares lots of ideas with us, let them clear, let them clear, let them clear. And when a natural pause presents itself, then ask a question. There's no real right or wrong way to ask a question, but if you really want your audience to feel listened to, then ask short, powerful, open-ended questions. Questions that start with a what or a how. And try to keep them really brief. And that can challenge many presenters and leaders, but if we keep our questions brief, again, we're just going back to the speaker. So let's offer a small example here. Perhaps someone in your team is clearing. They're clearing all the things that are coming up for them during COVID and just the overwhelm they feel. Let them clear and then present them with a what or a how question, a short one. What might success feel like, or what might feeling lighter feel like? What must change within you or the situation to feel less overwhelm? These are examples of open-ended short questions that help the person feel really listened to. And with that, I offer 1 more tip. It's related to asking questions. and that is braid the language in. So in coaching, we learn when we're ICF certified to listen for the language that the coachee lays down, and then in the question that we ask the coachee, braid in that very language. So for that same example I just offered, a person in your team just cleared a lot of emotions and shared a lot of feelings they were struggling with. And maybe they ended that clearing with, I just want to feel lighter. I just want to feel lighter. So a powerful question to really, really show your person in front of you that you were listening is, what might lighter feel like? What might it look like? Or what has to change within you and or your situation for you to feel lighter? Or tell me three things you can do immediately after today's meeting to feel lighter. Just incorporating their language, braiding it in, will help the individual feel really listened to. Tip number four, avoid judging. Again, it's so hard not to judge, because when we are sitting and listening and weaving in all these best practices and being an excellent listener, our mind starts to wander and we start to think, wow, did they really say that? Is that what they really said? Or I didn't know this about this person. Wow. Who would have thought? And we start to judge. It's human nature. It's not bad per se, but when we start to judge the speaker that we're listening to, we get out of what we call in coaching level 3 listening and level 2 listening. Instead, we're into level 1, which is really sort of the normal way all of us listen, which is very sort of quite high superficially. And we're not focused again on the person. We're focused on us and what our values are and why whatever it is that that person just shared triggered us for us to have a judgment moment. So when able, acknowledge that you might have just been judging that person and gently tell your mind to come back. If you hear yourself judging, then gently ask your mind to come back and be present once more. Step number 5, read body cues. It's something many of us overlook, but when we're talking about that level 3 listening I mentioned earlier, that's when we're really paying attention to all the universal cues before us. You might notice, for instance, that as the person is sharing or clearing, they're looking away a lot, or there's a sigh, or perhaps they're wringing their hands. Whatever it is, notice that. Gently notice it. If the confidentiality is in place and if the person feels very safe with you, it shouldn't threaten them. It's all in how you deliver that message. You might say something gentle like, I notice you're really looking away there. I notice you're looking away. What's there for you? Or I notice as you describe this problem, you're holding your breath. What's there? Or perhaps they're swiveling in their seat. I notice you're swiveling. What's coming up for you? And then just be quiet. Hold it. Let the person think about it, and you'll be surprised what comes back. You know what? You're right, they might say. I'm really struggling here. And just that noticing of the physical cue that the person just showed to you and that you recognize and gently commented on can open up a bit of a floodgate. So be ready. But I guarantee at the end of whatever interaction you've set up with that person, if you're incorporating these 5 steps of grounding before you go into the meeting, avoiding interrupting, asking powerful questions, weaving within to those questions the very language that they used and incorporated themselves, if you avoid judging, and if you read and comment on body language, not only are you going to have a fantastic, productive, powerful meeting, the person you're interacting with is going to feel truly listened to, truly supported, and their performance will increase as well. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great night.